Blog Talk Radio.
The Machine.
Get an amen. Can I get an amen? Yes, I'm back. Mr. Black, a.k.a. Joseph the Dreamer. I know y'all didn't hear from me for a long while, but I've been going through a lot, and I've been doing a lot. So I'm saying? And, you know, I have a lot of things going on for myself, you know, getting my stuff together. And so far as, you know, my record label, myself, and this radio station, you know what I'm saying? I would like to thank the Lord for everything he's done for me. I would like to thank my family for supporting me and what I do, my friends, my foes, my enemies, everybody. Let me go ahead and pray before I start anything else. Lord, thank you for everything you've done for me. Lord, Father, thank you for blessing us and giving us a breath of fresh air and for us to breathe and for us to think and giving us the path. Even though we do wrong, but Lord, forgive our sins. You sacrificed yourself on the cross for us to give us life. And I would like to pray for everyone that's lost and that's looking for the right road and to come back to the light. Lord, Father, help us to come to the light. Even we in the last days, Lord, Father, help us be strong in the last days. Help us to be worthy. Help us to listen to your voice. I pray to you in your name, Lord, Father, amen. Today is Wednesday, the 11th. And that's that number, you know, that number of that earthquake and disasters and, you know, stuff like that. But the name of the title today is Live for Today, Not Tomorrow. Now, sometimes I do have a problem, you know, thinking about tomorrow a little too much. And, you know, it's not really good to think about tomorrow, but you got to live for today. Think about, you know, what your plan is today and what you're going to do next today so you won't have any problems in your mind. Have your mindset under control. Know what you want to do with yourself. And sometimes, you know, the devil will have a raging war in your mind and make you confused and have your mind all over the place. So what you need to do is think about today. Sit down. Tell yourself what you need to do, what you think you need to do, what you need to do that's going to benefit yourself and your family. At the same time, not living for tomorrow, but living for today. Knowing that the Lord, he has done a lot for us. You know, he has done a lot for us on the cross when he sacrificed himself. And when people preach a sermon like that, some people don't want to hear about Jesus. But if you don't want to hear about Jesus, how are you going to live your life? How are you going to, you know, reach your destiny? You know, not knowing that the Lord sacrificed himself for us to give us a life. How you not gonna know about Jesus? You're supposed to know about him so you can know about love, prosperity, faith, and healing. That's the whole thing about it. You know. Time is hard right now, you know, a lot of people are going through a lot. You know, families fighting, you know, husband and wife is fighting, boyfriend and girlfriend is fighting. You know, people out here is really struggling, but the thing is, they don't know who to turn to. You know, they go to their friends, they turn to their friends and thinking their friends are going to do everything for them, knowing that their friends have their own problems. The only person you could really turn to is the Lord, the Heavenly Father. Turn to him. That's the one that's going to give you healing. That's the one that's going to make you strong, make you wise, and have you find the right decisions in life and make the right choices. Because sitting there calling your friends and telling them your problems is not going to solve anything, because the devil's listening and your friends are probably laughing at you in the inside. So just by you doing that, it's not really good. So, you know, the enemy will continue attacking you. The enemy will continue laughing at you just to test you. To test your faith. The Lord is right here in front of you. He gave us power. He gave us a chance to live life the right way. We all have choices. Just know that. We all have choices at the end of the day. But you gotta make the right choices. Just because you're free in some type of way doesn't mean you could do whatever you want. It doesn't work like that. All my peoples that's been listening to this radio station, I would like to give them a shout out worldwide. You know, I ain't hardly do promotion for this radio station, but people still support and listen. I want you to go ahead and call in. If you want to call in, the number is 1-877-907-7218. That's 1-877-907-7218. But all my people that's been listening, I would like to thank you so much for listening and supporting this radio station, Star Radio / Watchmen. I know last year I had my friend, he was the producer. He was on a radio station last year with me, Rob Hood. You know, I would like to give him a shout out to him, but he's doing his thing right now. And everybody else that was listening and supporting. So far, you know, money is tight for me for this radio station. You know, and I can't hardly pay that much in music, you know, because of the monthly fees and Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio's basically been changing for revolution purposes. So, you know, basically I'm doing my best to see if I could go ahead and pay the monthly fee for the radio station. And if y'all want to donate, go ahead and send me, you know, information or your information to starreadedrecords@gmail.com. That's STARREDED records@gmail.com. You could donate $3. $4, $5, $10, $20. It's up to you, you know. Donate so I could keep this radio station up and going, you know, because I am working hard to give advice, to give sermons, you know, studying, listening to what I know, listening to people like, you know, pastors like Creflo Dollar or Joel Osteen or the pastor in my church in 7 Days of Venice. You know, and I give my sermons out. I give the sermons the Lord out, basically, and rephrase that. So y'all could continue what y'all have to do for yourselves. And I'm really doing this for the youth. You know, I'm really doing this for the youth, not for myself at the same time. So if y'all want to donate, go ahead and donate. Or, you know, call me, 786. That's my personal number, 786-262-7340. That's 786-262-7340. Give my information. You can message me. You know, $5, $3, you know, $10, $20 to keep the radio station going, to sponsor the radio station. That's if you want to. That's if you feel this radio station will be a good purpose. I remember last year I was doing hip-hop music and stuff like that, and certain things keep changing and all that because I had different ideas from different people. But I feel that I'm going to jump back to old-school hip-hop again. And we're going to do sermons and gospel between the weekends, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Once things get back up for the weekdays, we're going to do hip-hop and rock for the people that want to listen, to bring more attention and bring more of a crowd to the radio station. I love music. I'm a music lover. I've been doing that since I was 16. Most likely, I'm telling you about myself, so I'm just letting you know. I've been doing this since I was 16, promoting from high school. I was promoting and, you know, getting groups together even though I didn't know what the heck I was just doing it. It's just, I was just doing A&R work in high school, and I didn't even know what A&R was. So it just ran with me. Me helping people just ran with me. It just, you know, followed me all through my life. So I'm saying it's like, it's my destiny to do what I have to do. I'm a person with multi-talent. I rap. I'm a CEO. I promote. I market. I also act. Of course, I'm planning to be an actor. I'm not going to stop on that. Of course, you know, radio host, video host. I did it all. Promotion. I did it all. So... we on hard times right now. People are struggling. But you got to live for today, not for tomorrow. Yeah, I hope all my fans is still listening. And, you know, I apologize once again for not being here. I've been going through a lot. I've been doing a lot. I had events came up, like showcases and open mics that came up. To help other artists. Even though some people think, oh, you know, I'm doing it for free, but I still need, you know, money to actually move to do certain things to help other people. So, you know, things are not free, people. You have to donate. You have to give some money out for me to move to help other people. For me to make that move to travel, to go around, to promote, and not just that, to network so I could help you out or help the next person out. It's not about me. So that's why I tell people, I mean, people just, you know, come at me and expect me to promote for them for free. But knowing that I do not promote for free, I need the funds to move the company to help the artist that's in my company or the producer that's in my company or the next artist that want to be shot. And that's what I'm going to keep it real with you. I'm going to go ahead and take a break, go ahead and play Mary Mary Super Friend, and we're going to go ahead and talk some more.
The machine.
What have I done to deserve a life like this? The devil's scared to fight us in the light. He hides in the midst of religion. But I know that my God is listening. Now for me, there's a greater mission. You're no girl, you're no man, but a plan for greater peace. I'll fight for the light until my flesh falls to cease. I'm fighting the devil, fighting police, and in the church. Lord, I'm looking at it, Satan, cause in my music I curse. But I'm trying to do better, and that's the thing that really hurts. All the sex and the drugs in my life mean nothing. When my super friend hurts me at night, tears come rushing. There's no kryptonite, no villain, no lie that could be told that can separate the power that you have over my soul. So sudden is a habit when I'm gripping this mic. Y'all thinking I'm a pimp, but I'm trying to be like Christ in real life. Yeah.
Okay, I'm back. I'm back. That was Super Friend. That was Super Friend by Mary Mary. We got 8 minutes on the radio station. By this year or next year, I'm planning to have an underground station. Trying to get it certified. Once I do get some money, it's gonna be hip hop, rock, gospel. I mix everything. But people, stay focused. Live for what's good for yourself. Make yourself happy so you can make others happy. Love yourself so you can love others. There's no time to get upset. There's no time to get depressed. Be confident. Have faith in the Lord. Have faith in yourself. Have faith in what you do. Don't second guess. Don't doubt in what you do. When you do business and running your own company, have faith. Don't have doubts. Don't have negative thoughts and have second thoughts of, oh, you know, this might not go the right way. Whatever you say out your mouth, it will happen. The tongue is a powerful thing. Remember that. Use your mind. Your mindset is a thing. Read more books. That's what I'm starting to do more now. Read more books. Television. I'm not gonna say television is you know, not good, but there's a lot of things on television that's not good for you. You can watch news or something that's very educational to feed your mind, to build your confidence. You know, read more books, and that's what I'm trying to tell you, because they starting to put books on computers now, like iPads and stuff like that. I would rather have the physical book in front of me. So I'm, you know, what I suggest everybody do is get real books and have all the real books as much as possible before they take it off the shelves, because that's what they're doing right now with the younger kids and all that. So if you have kids in the generation, the next generation to come, then you can have the books in front of you. Be like, okay, this is the real book. This is the real, this is the truth that's coming out of this book here, you know, because you don't know what the internet is bringing up now. You know, they're probably changing up history. Which they are changing up history. They're changing up the books and all that stuff like that. So remember that. Now, this week, I am planning to work even hard to get this radio station up. If anybody want to donate to Star Rated Radio, email me at starrated records with an S at gmail.com. That's starrated records at gmail.com to donate to keep this radio station up. $5, $3, whatever you have. Whatever you have, really. So, you know, I am humble. And I love doing this. I love doing music. I love radio hosting and video hosting. I love it. I just love what I do. You know what I'm saying? And doing this is not easy, because you have to have confidence 24/7. You have to have faith 24/7. You can't have step and expect God to do everything for you. You have to do most of the work. He already have it prepared for us. You understand? So you have to make that move to make things happen in your life. And that's what life is about. Enjoying your life. Be confident. Have faith in what you do. So, Well, this is Star Rated Radio, and I am Joseph the Dreamer, aka Mr. Black. You can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/ Mr. MISTA Black, BLACK, on Facebook. Twitter, you can find me on Twitter/ Star Rated DNT. Reverb Nation, I got a single that's out. It's called Hold On. Please listen to it. Support me. Reverb Nation / Joseph, JOSPH, the DA, put it together, Dreamer, DREAMER, Dreamer. The Joseph the Dreamer, put it together. You don't need to space it out. Okay? I'm going to go ahead and pray to close the radio station. I would like to thank everybody for supporting this radio station. I would like to thank the Lord for giving me the strength. Let me go ahead and close my eyes. Lord, thank you for everything you've done for us, Lord Father. Give me the strength to keep this radio station alive and keep it going, no matter what, into the end of days. Lord Father, give me the knowledge and the wisdom to give the right words and the right sermon. Lord Father, not in my own words, but Lord Father, use me as a vessel. I would like to pray for those that's been listening. Bless them all. Give them strength, Lord Father, in the last days forever. I pray to you in your blood and your stripes, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, people. Thank you. Bless.